Governor Jim Doyle and Mayor Tom Barrett have both described the plan to change the governance of Milwaukee's public schools as an essential element of Wisconsin's application for Race to the Top funding. Barrett said yesterday it has to happen if Milwaukee wants to be able to close failing schools and move forward with dramatic reforms that help school children. So when the president didn't mention the plan during his speech, Barrett was asked afterward whether he had discussed it privately with Mr. Obama when the two spoke earlier that day.
We didn't talk specifically about that, but again, I think the mere fact that he's here in Wisconsin, he knows, Secretary of Education knows, that this debate is going on. He wouldn't be here if he wanted to stay away from that debate.
Others saw the omission as more significant. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Christine Sinicki is a former Milwaukee school board member. She was among several Democratic lawmakers who were in Madison yesterday to listen to the president.
It was very obvious, I think, during the president's speech that this is not one of the prongs, as you called it, to be eligible for the Race to the Top money. There's nothing in that I have seen so far in this proposal that says you have to have the mayor run your schools.
Sinicki says taking away control from Milwaukee's school board is a slap in the face to voters. She also says that while she thinks Barrett would do an excellent job of running the school system, there's no telling what a future mayor would do. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.